Congressman Lamar Smith of San Antonio in the Hill Country says the House has passed two budgets to try and avoid the defense cuts, while the Senate has approved none. Rather than a harsh cut to defense, Smith suggests letting each governmental department determine its cuts internally.
Let's give the agencies the opportunity to say, well, maybe we can eliminate this, but we don't want to touch defense, and give them more flexibility. I think that's the first step. And we also, I would like to see us mitigate the damage we're doing to defense. And I think if sequestration does go forward, I think you'll find that Congress will vote after sequestration to try to reduce the impact on the military and on our intelligence gathering as well.
The sequestration, which takes effect on March 1st, suggests $85 billion in cuts to the Defense Department. Earlier, the president stated if Congress does not act within the next 10 days, the sharp cuts would jeopardize military readiness. Also, Smith was critical on an immigration plan leaked by the Obama administration this weekend that would allow the undocumented already in the country a type of temporary visa. Smith says the border needs to be secured before any attempts at addressing the current immigrant population are taken. Senator Marco Rubio called the supposed plan dead on arrival if it hit Congress. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.